Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Days are best spent in the company of Zanti Swanepoel, and she's ready to share from her heart. We look forward to the stories that she shares. For those of you that have never had the privilege of spending some quality time with Zanti Swanepoel, well, you're in for a treat. She's an international speaker, she's a motivator, she's a businesswoman, she's a former Mrs. United Nations International, and she's the lady from Babies Behind Bars project that birthed out of something God laid on her heart. If you listen to 2 weeks ago's podcast of Zanti's, you'll also hear her talk more about that. Zanti, goeiemôre, lekker om saam te kuier. Ek hoop ek gaan goed daar in Gauteng.
Goeiemôre Brad en aan al die luisteraars. Nee wat, dit gaan goed. Ek sê mos elke oggend staan ons op en sê ons God of gat en dan kies ons God en dan gaan dit weer so.
Dis reg. En ons vlieg nie ons kite onder 'n mat nie.
Ons gaan nie dit doen vandag nie. Nee glad nie. Daai kite gaan hoog vlieg vandag.
Ag, ons sien uit na jou storie Zanti, regtig. Elke Woensdag as jy deel is dit iets spesiaal, so ons sien uit.
Ag, weet jy wat Brad? Ja, what a privilege, né? Nee? So, I never speak on a Wednesday morning, just, ek dink nie net goed uit en dan berei ek het voor en dan dink ek of dit gaan nou nice wees of this is a good idea nie. I really, really wait upon the Lord. And sometimes the Holy Spirit, joh, maak hy my sê nie wees klaar, because he sometimes gives what I have to speak about the next morning, 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning only.
Wow.
En vir oggend was weer een van daai. I wait upon the Lord because I don't want to speak about something that's on my heart because I've got my own filters and my own things and I really want to speak about things that are on God's heart. So I trust that he would deposit that into my soul and then I share with you on a Wednesday what I feel is on God's heart. But this morning, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I only got what he wanted me to share today. Wow. And it is a topic that we speak about sometimes. And sometimes we don't want to speak about it at all, but it's really on God's heart. So take note this morning, and so I'm not even talking to you, I'm also talking to myself this morning from God's heart. But I want to speak to you about the topic of forgiveness or unforgiveness. You see, I just woke up and I said, Lord, what's on your heart? And he said, unforgiveness. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to speak on? Do you want me to share a story? Is there a story I must go look for? Is there, what do you want? And he just took me to the parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18 from verse 21. And I just want to quickly read it to you and then just give you a few pointers because I really feel that the Lord says we are stuck in prisons and we are not free because we are not using the key of forgiveness that he paid with his blood for. It says, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. Then he starts something which I'm going to focus on one specific. He says, therefore, the kingdom of heaven, and we pray that the kingdom of heaven will come to earth and that we would live in the kingdom, ne? The kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Yeah, it is baie geld. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all he had be sold to repay the debt. And you believe this? Your children and yourself must be sold to repay this debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. I would also. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay you back everything. But the servant's master took pity on him, cancelled all that debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. You know, 10 bags of gold versus 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servants fell to his knees and begged him, please, sir, be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown in prison until he could pay his debt back. When the other servants saw what happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that happened. Then the master called the servant in. "Your wicked servant," he said, "I cancel all your debt because you begged me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servants just as I had on you?" In anger, his master, and this is the point I want to make to you this morning, this sentence, this verse. In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay all he owed. "This is how my heavenly treat each one of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Another translation says, "This is how my heavenly Father will deal with every one of you if you do not freely forgive your brother or sister from your heart, his offenses." And it was as if the Lord said, there are so many of us that are tortured. We are tortured daily because we don't forgive those, but we have been forgiven so much. Maybe you can tick some of these off this morning, and maybe this message is for you because it surely is for me. But why would we go sit in prisons and be tortured if the Lord gave us the key to set ourselves free? And that key is forgiveness. You see, if you don't forgive and you sit in unforgiveness, you will suffer mental torture. Satan is allowed to feed your unforgiveness with further thoughts of anger. You will become increasingly obsessed by your thoughts of what they did to you and how you will get justice against them. You want them to experience the pain you did. But that mental torture consumes you, and it's devastating. And it's those thoughts that go on for long periods that many psychiatrists say cause mental illness. Why do we choose to be mentally tortured? Emotional torture. Unforgiveness results in all kinds of other sins. It's like it just emotionally expands. And then it grows into monsters that can control us. Ephesians 4, verses 31 tells us what these extra sins are that accompany our emotions when we go through emotional torture. They are things that the Lord says, get rid of: bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. All of this is emotional torture that goes with unforgiveness. Relational torture. You see, when we are unforgiving and we don't want to set these people free, we want to keep them in that prisons where we want to keep that, we are sent to the torturers. The word of God says that, not me. We are tortured because people do not want to be with us. And secondly, we close people off. We are afraid of closeness. We build the highest walls around us because we don't want to get hurt again. And then we isolate us from relationship. And we go through relational torture, physical torture. We have so many negative emotions, and I'm telling you today, and I'm speaking to myself, human beings cannot internalize negative emotions week after week, month after month, and year after year without causing damage to their bodies. We get things like high blood pressure, arthritis, anorexia, heart disease, arthritis, etc. And then spiritual torture. We become heavy. We become so heavy that there's an atmosphere around us, and people don't want to be with us. And then we get so negative and depressed that we start becoming people who are severely depressed, all because we don't want to forgive those who offended us, but we were forgiven so much. I'm ending today with what Jonathan Wells said. He said, and I'm leaving you with this today, but may it challenge you as it challenged me, because this is on God's heart. We need to forgive people. Because we were forgiven much. He says, when you forgive someone, it doesn't mean that what they did is acceptable. It doesn't mean that. You are not willing to be tortured or to torture yourself for their bad behavior. Thank you, Jonathan Rawls, for reminding us of that. So I leave you today with a key. The Lord said when to his disciples, when just before he went to his father, he said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. I give you the authority to use these keys. And I believe with my sincerely in my heart that one of those keys was the key to forgiveness, because it unlocks that cell that you will be thrown in to be tortured if you don't forgive people. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.